2 years ago, it was actually 3 years ago, the hysteria, the Chinese PSYOP, the big tech PSYOP, working with the actual Pentagon and foreign defense ministries, created fear on purpose of a virus that was about as dangerous as the flu to then roll out a shot that is way, 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 way more dangerous on record. So it was the globalists that robbed us of our freedom and put masks on our kids and pushed poison shots on the public and starved the third world to death in 2 years of lockdowns under the IMF and World Bank. But, oh, here he is now. We've now defeated COVID. We're now out of it because the public woke up to the power grab and said no to the shots and yes to therapeutics. Here's the clip.
2 years ago, COVID had shut down. Our businesses were closed. Our schools were robbed of so much. And today, COVID no longer controls our lives.
He went on to say he'd saved us. Wow. A clown president for a clown country. Puppet president installed by the NWO. Joe Biden last night in the stumbling, bumbling, lying diatribe that was the State of the Union. State of the Union crashing and burning under the treads of the globalist onslaught.
Make no mistake. If you try anything to raise the cost of presidential jobs, I will veto it. I said, we're going to need oil for at least another decade. And that's going to exceed. And beyond that, we're going to need it. Production. So a cashier at a burger place can't walk across town and take the same job at another burger place and make a few bucks more. It just changed. But they just changed it because we exposed it. That was part of the deal, guys. Look it up. But not anymore.
Fast food restaurants have never had non-competes. It's another total lie. I mean, there's hundreds of these clips. We could just start the thing at the start and spend the whole show playing clips and commenting on it. State of disunion. Dems celebrate. Republican jeers. 72% approve of the speech. Yeah, and what alternate universe over there at the Drudge Report? Whatever happened to the poor old Drudge Report? Now, continuing here, let's play clip 7 that's quite a whopper. 2 years ago, COVID had shut down our businesses, closed our schools, and robbed us of so much. Today, COVID no longer controls our lives. Let's analyze that 11-second clip before I play it. 2 years ago, it was actually 3 years ago, the hysteria, the Chinese PSYOP, the big tech PSYOP, working with the actual Pentagon and foreign defense ministries, created fear on purpose of a virus that was about as dangerous as the flu to then roll out a shot that is way, 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 way more dangerous on record. So it was the globalists that robbed us of our freedom and put masks on our kids and pushed poison shots on the public and starved the third world to death in 2 years of lockdowns under the IMF and World Bank. But, oh, here he is now. We've now defeated COVID. We're now out of it because the public woke up to the power grab and said no to the shots and yes to therapeutics. Here's the clip.
2 years ago, COVID had shut down. Our businesses were closed. Our schools were robbed of so much. And today, COVID no longer controls our lives.
He went on to say he'd saved us. Wow. And it just goes on. It just goes on from there. I mean, I don't know how much of this we should really, really play here. Let's play clip 12. Let's have the real president, whether you love him or hate him, he really did win re-election. He really did piss off the New World Order. Here's Trump's response to the state of the so-called union.
Here's the real state of the union. Over the past 2 years, under Biden, millions and millions of illegal aliens from 160 different countries have stormed across our southern border. Drug cartels are now raking in billions of dollars from smuggling poison to kill our people and to kill our children. Savage killers, rapists, and violent criminals are being released from jail to continue their crime wave. And under Biden, the murder rate has reached the highest in the history of our country. Biden and the radical Democrats have wasted trillions of dollars and caused the worst inflation in half a century. Real wages are down 21 months in a row. Gas prices have soared and are now going up much higher than even before. And the typical American family is paying $2,200 in increased energy and food costs each year. Joe Biden's weaponized Justice Department, and I'm a victim of it, is persecuting his political opponents. His administration is waging war on free speech. They're trying to indoctrinate and mutilate our children. He's leading us to the brink of World War III. And on top of all of that, he's the most corrupt president in American history, and it's not even close. But the good news is we are going to reverse every single crisis, calamity, and disaster that Joe Biden has created. I am running for president to end the destruction of our country and to complete the unfinished business of making America great again. We will make our country better than ever before, and we will always put America first. Thank you.
Well, everything Trump said there is true, but he still leaves the poisonous elephant in the room, and that is the poison shots. Though he's starting to more and more back away from it, that's a good thing. And we've got some great footage of MTG saying that Biden's a liar last night, yelling at him, and then also her with the gavel when she brought the State of the Union into session. So we're going to come out of break and play both those clips. But I really like MTG. She's got a lot of moxie and a lot of spunk. And, you know, so far, we're seeing a lot of good stuff out of this new Congress. And I think that's because McCarthy is leading by such a small margin that Freedom Caucus, that Patriot Caucus, that America First Caucus, call it what you will, has got him on a very short leash. But I'd like to see impeachment begin against Biden right now. And Napoleon would say, don't interrupt an enemy while they're destroying themselves. Well, he's destroying us at the same time. So we have a responsibility to remove his damn ass. It's not some clown spectacle to sit there and laugh at. It's deadly serious, in my view. What do you think?
In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds being in the affirmative, the rules are suspended, the bill is passed, and without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Instead of making the wealthy pay their fair share, some Republicans want Medicare and Social Security to sunset. I'm not saying it's a majority. Let me give you, anybody who doubts it, contact my office. I'll give you a copy of the proposal. That means Congress doesn't vote. Well, I'm glad to see you. No, I tell you, I enjoy conversion. You know, it means if Congress doesn't keep the programs the way they are, they'd go away. Other Republicans say, I'm not saying it's a majority of you. I don't even think it's even a significant, but it's being proposed by individuals. I'm not politely not naming them, but it's being proposed by some of you. Look, folks, the idea is that we're not going to be moved into being threatened to default on the debt if we don't respond. Folks,
oh, we're in the danger zone, all right. And both parties are guilty of it. The Democrats are in the lead in the guilt department. They're the ones that are just rampaging forward with out of control spending that is a debt default because it will make the currency insolvent very soon, if not imminently. And they're going to bring in their new global currency that I'm going to get to later that they're already preparing.
Over the past several decades, testosterone levels have steadily been dropping in males all over the modern world. Proper testosterone accounts for a man's bone mass, fat distribution, strength, and most importantly, sperm production and sex drive. Because without these last two factors, the species will not survive naturally. testosterone deficiencies have been recorded in scores of species throughout the entire world. Estrogenic pollutants from farming, women's birth control, menopausal hormone replacement drugs, as well as chemicals such as DDT and PCBs, are all extremely pervasive all over the earth, in the soil, air, and water. These testosterone killers are making their way into the food supply, which is one more reason why it's crucial to eat an organic diet and consume purified water. While the term soy boy has become trendy, the scientific data is clear that soy does not decrease testosterone levels. Soy contains phytoestrogens, but estrogen is what men want to avoid. And beer is the biggest culprit. Hops is one of the most estrogenic plants on earth. Clean organic foods that promote testosterone production include celery, corn, cucumber, kale, spinach, radish, garlic, beef, and pine nuts. And there are several supplements that we can add to our diet as well. Zinc is absolutely needed for testosterone production. Our bodies do not make or store zinc, so we have to get enough every day through diets or supplements. This is why oysters are considered an aphrodisiac. They are a huge source of zinc. Cholesterol is a type of fat produced by the liver and found in different foods. It helps your body make testosterone by first being converted into pregnenolone, which is a precursor to all other hormones. Both pregnenolone and zinc can be found in the real red pill, along with other trace minerals that are needed as well, such as copper and selenium, which also helps to increase testosterone. The entire B vitamin complex has a strong role in testosterone regulation as well, especially B12. Studies have shown that Fidogia agrestis, ashwagandha, and Tongkat Ali all significantly increase testosterone levels. All three of these are found in 1776 Testosterone Boost. L-arginine and L-citrulline, which can both be found in Nitric Boost, do not directly increase testosterone levels, but they have been proven to increase athletic and sexual performance. And the best way for a man to increase testosterone is to maintain a fit body with lean muscle mass and to be close to a woman he is attracted to. Having regular sex increases testosterone in both men and women, and a man can boost his testosterone by 30% by merely talking with a woman he is attracted to. And products such as Libido RX and Super Male Vitality are full of natural supplements that can boost your libido and get you ready for love. Help save humanity and raise your testosterone while supporting the fight for freedom at InfoWarsStore.com.